Well, three of Britain's four biggest mobile phone companies have made customers' call records available to intelligence agencies and security forces through automated systems. The British media has revealed that EE, Vodafone, and Three all use automated systems to deliver customer data at the click of a mouse to the government. A British law requires mobile operators to store a year of call records of all of their customers. The police, other security forces, and intelligence agencies can automatically access this data without any warrants under the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act, also known as RIPA. RIPA is the same interception law that provides the authority for much of Britain's mass spying activities. Privacy advocates have expressed concern that the privacy of the public is being inappropriately invaded by the UK spying apparatus through RIPA. Rodney Shakespeare, political analyst, joins us now from London. Mr. Shakespeare, it's great to have you with us here on Press TV. Once again, first of all, let's jump right in, and I'd like to get your thoughts on the revelation by British media.
Well, this is a betrayal of not just the British public, ultimately of the human race, because the scale is such that we know that they have absolute listening power over all aspects of communication. I'm actually sitting in a room given questions as to whether I can be spied on when my mobile television is off or when my television is on and I don't know that I'm being spied on. But certainly my telephone calls, my email messages, and my Skype messages are all being taken and recorded. The situation is probably, and the revelation's about to get even worse. There is a new documentary, Citizens 4, and it's going to reveal that there is another person revealing higher levels of spying, even more than those which were done by Edward Snowden. The sad thing is that the public doesn't realize how significant this is, that once they have information on you, at any time you can be identified and your bank accounts can be stopped. Untruths and slanders can be put about you on the internet, and effectively your employment can be caused to end. In a simple way, now anybody can be identified and controlled politically. And it really is up to the public to wake up to what is going on and to start to take political action. At the moment, they're lying on the ground asking to be kicked in the face.
Mr. Shakespeare, waking up is one thing, but the other issue I'd like you to comment on is, for example, in this instance, with what these mobile phone companies are doing, how can the average British citizen challenge these actions? Where can the average British citizen challenge these actions? Because one thing is for sure is that actions of this sort completely obliterate personal privacies.
They do obliterate personal privacy of any sort. There are two ways in which you can challenge, but essentially the main one is simply political, and that's what I meant by waking up. By political, in this country, we don't have economic democracy, but we have a type of political democracy. And we must demand that that political democracy becomes genuine political democracy, in which these issues can be affected directly by members of the public, by a petition which demands that the MPs debate something and act in a certain way. Politics is the means by which we can, in fact, affect this issue. I'm afraid we can try it via the courts, but the courts are supine. They always end up, in fact, basically agreeing with the government. And even if they don't, the government will still go on spying on us, even no matter what the courts say. There are no longer any restraints upon what is happening. The solution is political. And just as people are waking up to the fact they've been sold out on the economic front, and that's going on right the way across Europe, so they've been sold out completely on the spying front. And we need political parties and the political message to get a hold, a grip on the political structure and to stop this betrayal of not just the British people, but indeed of the whole human race.